Good team win tonight. Coming over here to Minnesota is always a challenge. Playing in this stadium is a unique challenge. First, I think it's appropriate to thank our fans. I thought our fans that traveled here were incredible, particularly there in the second half. So, great environment. Played an excellent, beat an excellent football team, well-coached football team. I feel very good about the way we played in all three phases. So, good team win. Defensively, offense, special teams. Tonight Mason had everybody contributed, and we got back to playing the style of football that we like to play. So with that, I'll take your questions.
How important was it to pressure Bridgewater like you did?
Well, I think the most important thing is stopping Adrian. He's a great player, great back, and the fact that you can – have a chance to just to play a little downhill in the passing game. I thought Teddy Bridgewater made some big plays today. The fact that we were able to keep the pressure on him and get some sacks and win those fourth downs was important for us.
Like, it's kind of a gut check week, I would assume, internally. What does it say about your team?
Well, I don't think it's a gut check at all internally. I think I'm very proud of the team, the way they stayed the course. I mean, this is the process we talked about. We've been very open about it. This stretch of games is going to be the toughest stretch of our season, hopefully. And the preparation was reflected in today's performance. It may sound like coach speak or whatever you want to take with it, but that's the facts. These guys stayed the course. A lot of maybe a little more conversation than normal, but the practice, the way we practice, I'm happy that they had the success today because they've been putting it out, the whole time. So this is a group that's close. They're very accountable, and that's how you get better as a football team. And frankly, once again, we've got things we can improve on. There's a couple of things we probably did a better job of today. We'll learn from them and turn this thing around quickly tomorrow. And get ready for Chicago.
So, what do you think the difference is between a really well-rounded game like today and maybe the previous two games?
Well, if you could bottle it, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you. That's for sure. It's football. The NFL is tough. I mean, I don't know a better way to say it. It's a game of ebb and flow. There's things that factor each and every week. You have injuries that happen during the week. You have injuries that happen during the game. I mean, there's just a lot of variables that go in to being successful each and every week. So, and our guys, they rose above the challenges they needed to today, and we played good football.
Mike, you had said that if Aaron was guilty of anything, he was trying to do too much. Today, he gets help from his defense, his receivers, the running game with Eddie. What did you think of what you got from him, and did he kind of look more like himself?
Well, I think the fact of talking about doing too much, I think that there's a mindset. You're talking about mindset versus specific. So I think we all, we answered the questions. Things didn't go well. Stayed the course. But I think Aaron's doing a very good job managing the game, each and every week. I thought today he did the same thing. The run game started with our guys up front. Eddie got the touches today. James Starks played well, and it gave us a chance to play a little run pass balance. And Aaron made some plays outside the pocket. But this is the way we prefer to play. We don't want to be 66 runs or 66 passes, each game. And so I think the way our offense, performed today is what we're looking for.
What did you think of what you got from Eddie, especially considering the way the last couple of weeks?
I think Eddie Lacy played well. I mean, he's getting back. He's hitting his stride. He was unable to play last week because of the groin injury, and so hopefully he can bounce back quickly for Thursday. But I thought he played well today.
Did you guys make a concerted effort to get the ball to James more? He hadn't been involved the last couple of weeks, and obviously had a big game.
Well, I mean, this really game planning is a lot about running concepts, versus the defense that you're preparing for. Obviously, matchups are involved in that, but we don't really play that way. I mean, we come out and say we're going to throw the ball 20 times to one player. So, Aaron runs the offense, and James had some big time catches, big time opportunities.
With Janice and James a couple times deep, what does that do to the defense that maybe you haven't been doing? Even to just the fact you went, you attempted it.
I think it's very important. I think you have to do it, you have to do it when you can. You know, we've been a very successful team historically, you know, with the quick game, you know, running the football, getting the ball out quickly, and, you know, Minnesota has an excellent pressure package, so to challenge you protection-wise. But, you know, having the opportunity to take those kind of shots is really a reflection of your run game. And, you know, I thought Jeff Janis did some really good things today to, you know, the kickoff return and, you know, had some opportunities in the passing game.
Mike, you tied for the lead. You had the head-to-head tiebreaker. Is that how you perceive all this? Is that what you told your team afterwards when you put this in perspective?
I hate to disappoint you. I don't ever even know how to talk about that at all. Never do. I think playoff scenarios and all those kind of things are give you all something to talk about. Because until you get to double-digit wins, it doesn't matter anyways. So, you know, we're 7-3. It's a lot of football left. We got a quick turnaround here. I'm playing Thanksgiving night against the Bears. So, yeah, I don't ever talk about those things.
One more, please.
I know you got to look at the film, but do you have a feel for how Treader did being thrust in there?
I would say did pretty good. I mean, I think any time you have, you know, a big injury like that, I mean, particularly to a center or quarterback or, you know, a key position where, you know, the mechanics of the offense are directly tied to the players that handle the ball each and every play, and that's your center and quarterback, and you're able to stay with your game plan and not get out of anything. So without seeing the film, I would think he played well.
For us, we're talking about, well, are they fixed? Are they back to being themselves? I know you don't think that way. So how do you view what you accomplished today as a good team win? Is it just a step toward back, getting back to being yourselves, or are you?
I think we played well today. Because all three phases contributed, but I'm not naive to the fact that there's things we can do better, and that's what I'll focus on. We'll get it corrected, and we got our preliminary game plan going in tomorrow for the Bears, and you know we'll use it to get better. We need to get better. We're a better football team than you know we've performed, and that's the way we go about it. So, you know, the players stepped up. You know, I thought they did a really good job, particularly the last couple of weeks, preparing, and it showed up today.